Parshas Boy contains the last three of the Esther Makis. And the first of that last three was Makas Arba, that Mitzrayim was inundated with a plague of locusts. And the Pasuk says specifically and uniquely by Makas Arba, Lamanta Saper Bosne Vincho Ven Vincho Esasher Salalti Mitzrayim Vesasher Samtipom. And that you're able to tell your children and your grandchildren the Isis and the Maifsin that Rabbi Shalom did, b'mitzrayim v'idatem ki ani Hashem, and this will prove conclusively to the entire world that I am the Rabbi Shalom, that he controls the world. And so it happened, ki moin atam shalecha sami hinani maivi mochar arbe b'gvulecha. V'chisos in ha'aretz, it'll cover the entire land, v'lo yichalu arsas ha'aretz, it will go ahead and finish off anything that remained from the Borad, etc., etc. So I don't know, I mean, now I'm speaking to the alumni, I don't know if any of you were here in Baltimore, Maryland, when we had our 17-year locust, which if you were here, I'm sure you remember it. It's not something you forget. But anyone who's lived through a plague of locusts like we do here in Baltimore every 17 years, it's an incredible phenomenon. I mean, you literally can't, sometimes you can't walk on the street because you'll crush this locust, and your windshield is accosted by locusts and they come out of the trees. It's just an amazing thing. And that is only a mizeranpin, a facsimile of what it was in Mitzrayim. But the Rishonim over here are puzzled by an expression that you have by Makas Arba that you do not have by any of the other Makas. And that is this Pasuk, Laman Tesaper Boaznei Bincho Ben Bincho, that you'll be able to tell your children and your grandchildren about Makas Arba and how the Ribbono Shel Olam went ahead and brought Mitzrayim to its knees. So none less a personage than the Ramban, in the name of the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel was from the very, very early Rishonim, even earlier than the Ramban. And the Ramban Alter, over in this week's parsha, quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel. Because of Rabbeinu Hananel, beferesh ha-teres shaloi, that mi-ha-teres meisha Rabbeinu v'ad-achshov in arba mafsid b'chol Mitzrayim. An incredible phenomenon. And that is that from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, ad Achshav at least means the time of the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Ramban, which means the 11 and 1200s, Ein Arba Mafsid B'chol Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim never suffers from plague of locust. V'miyipol Be'eretz Yisrael v'yovah v'yichanes b'chol Mitzrayim. And even if a plague of locust happens in Eretz Yisrael, which has in fact happened, as we know from the Navi Yoel, but it's not going to go ahead and affect Mitzrayim at all. And then he continues, and he says that even if they will land, a stray locust will land from Eretz Yisrael into Egypt, but it won't eat anything. And this is what the Torah, the Sich B'chol Nifloisov in the Pasuk in Tehillim, that you'll be able to talk about the miracles of the Ribbono Shel Olam, because you'll remember this forever, and you'll tell it to your children, your grandchildren, and great grandchildren. The Klei Yochar elaborates on this, Rabbeinu Hananel, and he goes ahead and he says a very interesting thing. He says, by the other Makis, ki nishkach zichro meitzal amon ki orcho lam hayomim v'akol nishkach. With the other Makis, there was, of course, Dan, Tzvartei, Arba, and it happened. I'm sure people just talked about it, but eventually it faded from memory. Because, generations come and go. But he says that's the case by all the other Makis. Avamachas Arba Nisha Reshim Ladiris Gamachar Hasaras Hamaka. But by Arba, it's gonna remain. Why? Ki Barav Yomim Imsu Haderis Dover Chidish Viru Ki Yovai Arba Valoyecho Klum Mikol Yivul Mitzrayim. Is because for generations, centuries, the entire area, Eretz Yisrael, North Africa, whatever, will be affected by Arba, and nothing will happen to Egypt. Hazvani Yishalu Habanim Al Neze Al Ze Mal Mal Ze. So your children, hey, the Egyptians are saved, and we in Eretz Yisrael are plagued with locusts. And therefore, as a result of that, you're going to have to answer your ancestors, your descendants. You have to go and say, you know why? Because the Pasuk said that this never happened in Eretz Mitzrayim, ad hayom v'lo yi'od, and it's not going to happen again. That comes from the Meshulam, through Moshe Rabbeinu, it will never happen again. So this is the Makkah that keeps on reminding us of the Yad Hashem. Because other thing, okay, yeah, we read about the Dam Svardei, but Arba, every generation, or there in a generation, there's a locust. Your children will ask you, why did Egypt get saved? So therefore, it's the Makkah. It's the Makkah that keeps on giving. The Nes that keeps on giving. And I would strongly advise everyone, if you've never seen it before, or even if you have seen it before, to look at the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, one of the more fundamental Rambans in Kol HaTorah Kula, of why the Ribbono Shel did this to Mitzrayim. And he says, because the Ribbono Shel is, this is where the Ribbono Shel is letting the world know, as opposed to the Egyptians that either did not believe in a God, or maybe believed that there was a God, but he doesn't care, and he lets the world spin on its axis. Ramban says, that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim was about, to establish once and for all, Sadah Beirei Olam, there is a Ribono Shalom, he controls the world, he controls nature, he's aware of what people do. He punishes people that deserve to be punished and rewards people. And this is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about, the very, very fundamental Ramban. That's why the Ramban says there are so many mitzvahs in the Torah, L'man Tizkor Yom Tzeichom Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim was so fundamental to the whole mahus of what it means not only to be a Yid, but to be a human being. Don't there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. That said, but this Rabban, this Rabbeinu Hananel, this Kli Yochor, raise the question in our minds, why does Egypt get this reward? I mean, that they're never affected by locusts, at least up until the time of the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Hananel. Why? These are Rishayim. They killed us. They tortured us. You know, we can relate to the Holocaust, we understand what they did. But Egypt was just as bad. You know, Paro went ahead and bathed in the blood of Jewish children. You know, I don't know how many pints there are in a human being, how many pints of blood there are in a human being, but they're not all that many. And if Paro bathed in the blood of Jewish children, how many children did he have to kill? To get that. It was horrible. And yet, they seem to be rewarded. Why is that and how is that? So one of the answers that the Mepharshim say is that, ironically, Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and Paro were a conduit for Kiddush Hashem. Because they, again, unwittingly and without any kavana, but Ribbono Shel Olam, there was a Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Through them, the world knew there was a God. And they were inadvertent participants in that. They were the vehicle for that Kiddush Hashem. And such is the Hanhoga of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, that if a person does something good in this world, he's going to get rewarded. And even if it is against his own will, it never was mechavan for it, and adarabba, this Kiddush Hashem came about because they were so horrible. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeh kol schar kol beria. And therefore the Egyptians are rewarded because they participated, albeit against their will, almost, in a Kiddush Hashem. Which explains another aspect that we find in the Torah. You know, the Pasuk says, Va'anshei Kiddush in Pasuk Mishpotim, Va'anshei Kiddush Tehili, Yibosu Basada Trefa Lo Yisechelu, La'kelev Tashlichon Yisai. That if your flock of sheep or cattle is attacked by a wild animal, and as a result of that it rips asunder an animal, it's a trefa, it's called a trefa, so you're not allowed to eat it. So what do you do with it? La'kelev Tashlichon Yisai. Give it to the dogs. Why dogs? Why not cats? Well, why not any other animal? Lakel tashlichan, I say. So Chazal say is because the dogs have a schus. And what's that schus? Within Klal Yisrael, what's leaving Mitzrayim, l'chol b'nei Yisrael, lo yerchatz kel v'shaynoi, l'mish avarisha, l'man tedun, ki asher yafla Hashem ben Mitzrayim ben Yisrael. Ben Yisrael. Because the dogs did something that's totally against their nature. Whenever a dog senses something amiss, dogs bark. That's what dogs do. But over here, L'chvoid Bnei Yisrael, L'chvoid Ribbono Shel'Olam, they didn't do what they instinctively should be doing, which is also part of the Nes. And therefore, dogs, even though, again, obviously, without any forethought, it's a dog after all. But nevertheless, they were a vehicle and a conduit for Kiddush Hashem. And Ribbono Shel'Olam never forgets those types of things. And therefore, out of all the animals that you could feed your trefa to, la'kelev tashlichan, I say, for the schus of making a Kiddush Hashem. And obviously the take-home lesson is that if for a inadvertent, unwilling, without kavana, Kiddush Hashem, something or somebody or some being gets schar, halachas kama v'kama, when a person consciously goes ahead and makes a Kiddush Hashem, halachas kama v'kama. And, you know, Kiddush Hashem can happen in the most mundane of circumstances. You don't have to, I mean, if you're walking into a building and you open the door and there's somebody behind you and you hold the door for that person and they say thank you, people appreciate that. And most of us were readily apparent as Jews. That's a Kiddush Hashem. When you get off a flight and the captain is standing in the doorway like they do, and he say, nice flight, great flight, thank you. Kiddush Hashem. Pleases and thank yous and excuse me's. And being just civil and kind. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Bekavona. And we'll get rewarded for that. Emet Hashem.